This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anything that you want, all you have to do is dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those, and you will sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So I want to start out tonight by welcoming our first of three existing stations that have been carrying Free Talk Live, but are now expanding their coverage from, like, let's just say they were weeknights. In this case, that's the case. KHMO, a great AM station in Hannibal, Missouri. Welcoming them on board. They're going to be doing Free Talk Live's first hour in what they call in the business delay broadcast. So you'll be hearing this after we actually have performed the hour, but that doesn't mean you can't participate in the show. It just means you should call while we're doing our live show, which is 6 to 9 Central Time. We are in the Eastern Time Zone when we're doing it, so 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So welcome aboard to our listeners there in Hannibal on 1070 AM KHMO. And we're going to be actually welcoming new stations every hour, new existing stations that are now taking weeknights every hour tonight, which is very exciting. This has never, I don't think, happened in the history of Free Talk Live where we've actually had this many stations coming on.
In a single night?
Yeah, in a single night. And it's because of the loss of the Michael Savage show, I think, for all three stations.
Not the full show, but...
Well, but yeah, some stations are just kicking them off. I mean, look, you're cutting back to 1 hour a day. You're just not worth... our time, basically, is what, you know, they might say. I don't have an exact statement from each station as to why they're dumping the Michael Savage show, but
it doesn't fit their needs like he did.
He cut off his live hour, one of his two live hours. His show was 3 hours, but for a long time, only two of the 3 hours had actually been live. So he'd been doing kind of like a best of hour every single night, or some sort of recorded hour. I don't know if it was recorded interviews or what it was, but his station PDs, program directors, had started to notice over the years. And then at the beginning of this year, starting this week, he was cutting back his live show from 2 hours to 1 hour live. And then the second hour will be that recorded content, which he, I believe, is putting out as a podcast now. So basically, he's down to 1 hour per night, per, you know, per day, weekday, 1 hour per day live. And so that means some stations are looking for an hour of Free Talk Live. Some we're looking for more. And so welcome aboard to new listeners here tonight. We're going to be doing that a couple times tonight.
That's one of the things we do here at Free Talk Live. Is one of our unique selling propositions is that we make it pretty easy for stations to carry us.
That's correct. So most shows won't let you just take an hour. We do. We've got no problem with that. And, of course, all these stations we're going to be welcoming are existing affiliates, so they already knew we're here, we're reliable, we do weekends, and we do weekdays. So welcome to the show if you're new to it. It is open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. But, of course, we always bring things to the table to talk about. And over the weekend, Mark, we got a call on our Saturday show from a guy who was responding to the discussion we had about the TSA, where there's been call-outs, which there's another article today about the call-outs continuing. I don't know if
call-outs mean people not coming to work.
Yeah, people...
I'm sick.
Well, right, if you want to call it work in the first place.
I'm sick of not getting a paycheck.
Well, they haven't even not gotten the first paycheck yet.
I'm sick of the idea that I might not get a paycheck.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a very realistic belief.
Yes.
That the paycheck is not going to come this Friday for the TSA and for other bureaucrats in the Department of Justice and a bunch of other government departments. We actually went down within the last couple of weeks, I forget it was a weekday show, where we went down this list of the 800,000 employees, what the departments are that are being affected. And there's a number of them. The Department of Justice is definitely one of the biggies, and that includes the Bureau of Prisons. So the guy who was calling in was a corrections officer or worked in some way for the Bureau, and he says that there's a lot of dissent. There's a lot of people working for the Bureau of Prisons who are not happy about being told, you got to come to work, but you're not getting a paycheck if this this so-called government shutdown, this partial government shutdown, continues past Friday.
It's the rare employee. It's the rare employee that's going to keep a smile plastered across their face when they haven't got a paycheck,
especially at a government job.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're either going to not. I mean, any job really. They're either going to not show up, or they're going to show up for the sole purpose of being obnoxious.
Because, as little as possible, even less than as little as possible.
No, just
right?
Not even to do as little as possible, not just to sit there, just to be like, I'm going to come to work and I'm going to, like, rearrange things that don't need rearranging, mm-hmm. or whatever. Well, or I'm going to yell at the customer, or whatever you're going to do.
Well, it is a prison, so that's probably...
In this case, the customers get yelled at a lot.
Yeah.
But you can do a lot of bad things as a correctional officer. There's a lot of mistakes, little mistakes that can be made.
They might just play ping pong tables with the inmates. Like,
who knows?
Well, I can tell you one really odd one. This was a mistake, and it had nothing to do with a call out.
You were in prison.
I was in prison, yeah, at one point. You can find out more about that at freetalklive.com, I'm sure. I was going through what they call the Sally Port. This is
a secure area.
An elevator that doesn't move. So imagine a room that has three doors, and those doors are controlled by,
a man at a control board.
Gizmos.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be going, there was something wrong with the normal way for me to get to work, and I had to go through the Sally Port door. Normally, I would not be traveling through here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pushed one door from the prison, and I was supposed to walk into another area of the prison. The officer accidentally opened the wrong door.
Uh-huh. And what would that have given you access to?
The front lobby.
Okay.
Where the pre-people come and say things to the officers, usually get told no. Whatever it is they ask, the answer's no.
Yeah.
They should just put a sign.
It might have put, if you were a dangerous prisoner, it might have put someone who was from the public in the front lobby, maybe there for visiting or whatever, in danger if you had wanted to run out and attack them.
Or even if you're just a little bit less intelligent and just think you're going to walk off.
Right. Yeah, the front door is likely locked.
Yeah. The front door would not be locked.
There's no security in the front door?
No.
Not usually.
Wow. Here at the Cheshire County...
This was the door. This was the secure door.
I see. Okay. Because here at Cheshire County, the spiritual retreat, as we call it, the jail here in town, that front door, there's a lock, on it. You got to step into the little airlock thing, and then they got to buzz you in. So even if you were to escape into the front lobby, you still wouldn't be able to get out the front door.
Yeah, this was like 1994. They didn't have that.
Well, Cheshire's actually like a maximum security facility.
But if I had taken off at a full run with no prior planning, I would not likely have gotten 200 yards before something very painful occurred. Really bone-crushingly painful occurred.
But the point of the story was that a mistake was made, but they could make those mistakes more often.
Well, you're going to have, if you had a half a crew, I mean, you're just going to have to lock the prison down.
Mm.
And it's not going to be great. It's not going to be good.
So everybody goes into their cell. There's no day room or whatever.
In a lot of cases, I don't know what their plans are for when they don't
You better believe they're making them.
They're coming up with some.
According to the story here at NBCNews.com, the partial government shutdown has created a delicious irony at federal prisons. Inmates dining on lavish holiday meals in front of disgruntled staffers forced to work without pay.
What are you talking about, lavish holiday meals?
You will get a nicer, I don't know if they did this for you in Florida, but on Christmas and Thanksgiving, in a lot of places, a lot of locked down prison style jail environments, you're going to get a nicer meal. We had a pretty sweet Thanksgiving Day meal when I was in jail for civil disobedience. Like, nice, juicy turkey with, gravy and some cranberry sauce. And
real turkey?
Turkey
from a turkey?
Yeah.
That's great. First off, the idea...
It was probably processed, but originally it came from turkey.
Hold on. It's either turkey from a turkey, or it's processed turkey.
It was good turkey. It seemed real.
See, this is the problem that I have with you and your word on these things, is I would rather give a steak to a dog than feed it to you, because you don't have any real, like, a sense of taste. It's just a waste.
It was a high-quality piece of meat.
To you, it's free. That makes it high quality.
I'm just telling you, man.
I wouldn't call it free.
It was a better...
He would.
It was a better meal than what normally we would have there. And normally, it was a cut above your typical jail meals. The guys who were in the Massachusetts jails and who, you know, who'd spent time in Massachusetts and who'd spent time at Cheshire County Federal Correction, not Federal Corrections, but Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat, as I like to call it, they say it's a higher quality meal. And I believe them.
Well, I'll tell you this. We got double helpings of swill.
Yes. Now, it is not. It was not swill here. This
not
was
by
a
your
decent
standards.
Thanksgiving meal. These guys were apparently dining on steak and shrimp. We'll tell you more about
if
it.
If you have to use
a
knife, I never got it.
This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dialogue. on in toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Anarchapulco is coming up fast. And it is getting close to a potential sellout. Mark, you just got some updated numbers from the folks down there that are organizing Anarchapulco coming up for February 14th
yep.
through the 17th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. 3,000 tickets maximum. How many are left?
Fewer than 500.
Okay, so this is crunch time here.
Yeah, so they are more than five-sixths sold out,
mm-hmm.
and there are fewer than 200 hotel rooms left.
So, this entire hotel is going to be dedicated to Anarchapulco this year. It wasn't last year. It was big. Like Anarchapulco, 1,700 attendees. They maxed out. They sold out the space that they had. This time, they've literally rented the entire resort.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful resort, yeah. and it's a great event.
Right on the beach.
One thing I want to say is I think what's most important about Anarchapulco is the people. People keep saying that over and over again,
mm-hmm.
but I want to tell you what the organizer said to me when I was asking her about the numbers. So this is the person who does the work, not Jeff Berwick. I mean, he's the front man, he's great, and he does the pitching, but she's doing the hands-on, making this, and she's done a lot of events, by the way.
Okay,
so it's going to be a great event.
You can't just walk into a 3,000-person event and not have done a lot of events.
And to sell out as well as she has, too, so she's done an incredible job. And I can tell you from working with her for months at this point, highly professional lady.
Okay.
And what I love what she said when I was asking her about the numbers is she dismissed the notion that selling out was important.
It doesn't matter. No.
She said the
covering your cost matters.
The bigger picture is that the community is growing so much, which means more information, more knowledge, and more connections. This is somebody who's highly passionate about what they do, the message that they're bringing, and I just think it's great. I think Anarchapulco is the best event I've ever been to. And, like, they're not paying me to say that. I just get more excited about these people every time I talk to them.
Ooh, is it the best event ever? That's a tough call to make.
It's the best event now. Now.
It's the best event
you can get a ticket to.
In the last 3 years, it's the best event I've been to, hands down.
You know, I mean,
there was something special about the Porcupine Freedom Festival in its time, but that time has passed. So.
Agreed.
It's still fine. I'm sure that's still a fine event and everything, but Anarchapulco's got it beaten. It's such an international
crowd. And we put on an event.
Crowd.
Like, we actually have our own event called Forkfest.
And well, it's not ours, and nobody owns Forkfest.
Agreed. We are part of the organizational process of Forkfest. And, we still say that Anarchapulco's better.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So check it out at anarchapulco.com. Go there and use code FTL. You get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And we will see you there. Mark, you and I are going to be there broadcasting from the event.
So will Ron Paul, Jeffrey Tucker, Andrew Napolitano, David Icke, Doug Casey.
Well, we can't guarantee all of them will be broadcasting with us, but we're definitely going to try to get some of them on. So February 14th through the 17th, we'll look forward to seeing you. Anarchapulco.com. All right, so the partial government shutdown, this according to NBC News, has created what they're calling a delicious irony for federal prisons. Inmates dining on lavish holiday meals in front of disgruntled staffers forced to work without pay. Well, they're not forced to. They could quit their jobs anytime.
Right.
The striking dynamic played out at dozens of prisons across the country on Christmas and New Year's Day. Several workers told NBC News, in fact, one of them called this show on Saturday night to complain about it, aggravating staffers who were already fretting about bills to pay and children to feed. Yeah, it's Christmas
Somebody
time.
Somebody called this show to complain about not being paid as a cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, they're technically not cops. They're corrections officers. They, they don't have jurisdiction.
They don't have prison people. They just have a really small jurisdiction.
Look, they have a very small jurisdiction. Generally, there's some tension between prison guards and the police because a lot of prison guards would like to be the cops, but they're not.
And the police tend to look down on prison guards for whatever reason they do.
I'm not looking down on prison guards. They have a tough job. It's a sucky job. And
it's not like they can do...
They're slave drivers.
There's nothing they can do to make your life better if you're in prison. Almost nothing.
That's
true. They can give you a candy bar.
they can refrain from being an a-hole.
Well, believe me, look, I was in prison for a long time, and my statement was, at the time, and I will stand by it today, is that 25% of these guys are really good people.
I think that's
50%
true.
Are people who are doing a job and punching a clock.
Yep.
And 25% are jerks of the highest order.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I would say that's generally true for what my experience was when I was in jail for 58 days for civil disobedience. And my thought was, Melanie, at this point, was that I wasn't there to cause trouble for the jail, right? Like, I did my civil disobedience and did what I did in that particular case, and that was, causing some issues, right? I stood in front of a police car in that particular case.
So I'm not saying
there to, be a thorn in their side. I would rather get along with my imprisoner.
Okay, but that's a very valid strategy, either for PR reasons or just for surviving reasons.
I would say it was both, actually.
You're right, but that says nothing about the morality of them or what they're doing.
I totally understand where you're coming from, right? However, even in the absence of this insane war on drugs where there are a bunch of innocent people being put behind bars, people who've never harmed other people, there's going to be a strong argument that a lot of people will make that, okay, we legalize drugs, we legalize prostitution, we legalize gambling, all these victimless crimes go away, and then we actually have rapists and murderers who are being kept behind bars.
Okay, so
would you then have as much of a... an issue with the job of prison guard.
In a universe where the only people they arrest are rapists and murderers and actually...
arsonists, property destruction.
Stuff like that, and actually do actual investigations instead of framing people and being lazy.
And actually get the real...
In that universe, you're describing to me an entirely different industry.
Right.
So I would not have any more problem with those people than I would with a librarian or a firefighter.
All right, fair enough.
But that is not what we're talking about.
That's not what we have. I agree with you. So anyway, back to the story here. The striking dynamic, they say, played out Christmas and New Year's Day. Staffers fretting about bills to pay and children to feed. This is just after Christmas and during Christmas, where people have already extended themselves. Now, whether they
but Christmas isn't like a medical bill that was a surprise.
No, that's
is
true.
You buying a bunch of random luxuries.
But it is a surprise to not get paid.
No, it's not. We've had a shutdown how many years in a row now?
I don't know if it's every single year, but you're right. People who work for the government should understand this is a risk of working where they work.
It most assuredly is a risk of working where they work, but it would be unreasonable to presume an employee is going to put up with this for very long.
I agree, which is why I've been asking, how long are they going to go without getting paid before they walk off?
Federal employees have better benefits than your average schmo.
Retirement after 20 years in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I mean, the retirement could be better, the longer you work, the better retirement you get.
Yeah. Well, most people don't get any kind of retirement after working 20 or 30 years.
Well, I don't know that all federal employees...
Unless they put it into a plan. This is guaranteed for you.
Right. I don't know that all federal employees get a 20-year retirement. Certainly these do.
Okay.
Because correctional officers would. They're law enforcement. But those good benefits are great and everything, but they're only going to hold people another couple of weeks in many cases.
Inmates at FCI Peckin in Illinois enjoyed a fancy meal of steak and shrimp on January 1st, and Cornish hen and Boston cream pie were on the menu at Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn.
How's that happen?
We'll tell you more about it here in moments. Well, the guards eat the same meal, by the way, in a lot of these facilities.
There's nothing like this.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is considering declaring a national emergency for border wall funding. Pence and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will brief the House tomorrow before the president's scheduled primetime address on border security. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He tells Fox News what a physical barrier will do along our Mexico border.
Now, the border wall, the physical barriers, it's just one factor of the border security package. We do know that by building a border wall, a physical barrier, we will have additional infrastructure. We'll have access roads to properly secure the border.
Amazon is passing Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company. At the end of today's trading session, Amazon had a value of $797 billion, while Microsoft was worth $783 billion. The Dow was up 93 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight talking about the government shutdown and how it's affecting the Bureau of Prisons in its now entering into its third week. So at the end of this week, it will have been three full weeks since the government began this partial shutdown, and we can continue that discussion. But I also want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at liberty.menu. It is essentially a site that allows you to share your business or maybe the event that you're creating or your digital media that you create with other libertarians. And, of course, they can leave reviews. Maybe they've used your business and they liked it, hopefully. They can review it. And there's a bit of a social networking aspect as well. It's free to use, so you can list the things that you do so other liberty-minded folks can find you over at liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. If you do that, inmates, according to NBCNews.com at Federal Correction, I think it's Institution, FCI.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the I stands for? Pekin in Illinois dined on steak and shrimp while in the Metropolitan Detention Center, which I believe held Ross Ulbricht for a period of time from the Silk Road. They ate Cornish hen and Boston cream pie on New Year's. And
I just don't understand where they're getting these meals from. I mean,
they probably have a food service provider like U.S. Foods or Sysco.
The last thing that I want people to take away from this is that inmates in prison eat well. Because my experience is, to the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that what we got on New Year's would be something like canned beans and some kind of breaded mystery meat.
Yeah, I'm sorry to you, Mark, but it wasn't that. That was not my experience at all. And I understand you're making fun of me because I'm not a culinary expert or whatever. But I can still tell you that we had real eggs at the prison, the jail that I was at for civil disobedience, and there were other quality ingredients that I saw because I worked at the I worked in the kitchen every single day. Now I did mostly dishwashing, to be fair. But I was involved in some of the food preparation, and I was definitely involved in serving the food, so I got to see, the quality of all the meals as they were being produced every single day. And they hired a third party to come in there, and I forget what the company's name was. I think it was Sodexo. I think it's the same company that does college dining areas.
Makes sense.
As well as a lot of a lot of jails and prisons. But there's a wide range that you're going to find amongst jails. Now, maybe the federal meals tend to be better.
That's what I've
on
heard.
Average than, say, Florida Department of Corrections or the Florida prisons. Or Joe Arpaio. Remember that guy from down in Arizona, the guy running the jail?
Mulvey Baloney.
Mulvey Baloney and serving people in Tent City, which I think they finally shut down after he got out of the sheriff's job there, but he would brag about how little he was spending on the meals. For him, that was a badge of honor, was to spend as little as possible and not be sued, have the pants sued off of him for not feeding properly the inmates, even though it was just garbage kind of quality. So I imagine the quality ranges from as cheap as you can get, the trashiest garbage meals you can find, to, okay. I would say that's probably the range. Anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you're right. I just don't want people walking away from this. First off, what is the value from a correctional standpoint of feeding good meals? I'm not sure that there is one. Right? I can tell you that taking bad people, putting them in with a whole bunch of other bad people in one bad place and treating them badly really doesn't have much correctional value. But on the other hand, serving them foie gras does also not have any correctional value. That the correctional value has a lot to do with education, treating people with respect, that it has to do with the opportunities that they have to shorten their sentences, those kind of things are ways that you can see people have marked differences in how they behave. However, I don't think that just, giving lifers filet mignon is going to fix anything.
Well, again, the quality goes up on the special days like New Year's and Christmas and Thanksgiving. The quality is
Up. Like I said, we got double helpings of swill.
Right. Well, it's a lot better, obviously, in the end. I know you sound really jealous and upset about this, but regardless.
Look, it's not like I haven't spent a good portion of my life listening to morons talk about, you guys and your cable TV and your blah, 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 three meals and, three huts and a cot and all this other crap. I very, very, very rarely, like vanishingly rarely, found somebody pounding on the Sallyport door trying to get back into prison. It sucks there.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
When our people write these kind of articles about people eating partridges under glass, I mean, this is, it's offensive. Yes, it is a freaking offensive. This stuff
Hold
does
on, what's
not,
offensive? The fact that they're getting a decent
that
meal?
This a-hole, find, well, that they report it as though this isn't a rarity, okay?
It does say lavish holiday meals. I mean,
okay, but it's not like every year on Christmas they... Everyone in jail eats well. This is a complete
outlier. Yeah, we don't know what all the other jails in the country are like
because
they're all run by different organizations. For instance, I mentioned Joe Arpaio. If I recall, but you know, sheriffs like him, they'll brag, oh, I only spend 30 cents a meal or something like that.
Sure.
And I found out at the local jail, they're spending at least, again, this was 2011 numbers, so I don't know what it is now. Maybe they cut it. But back then, it was $2 a meal. Is what they were spending, and they wanted their jail, their inmates to get 2,200 calories a day. I put on weight when I was in that jail.
Look, I understand, you know? And I'm not saying that whatever happened to you was not true. However, I would say that there's a portion of the population that wants inmates treated worse than they are today.
No
is
doubt.
That correct?
That
portion of the population is armed by statements like this that are not qualified.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, inmates are, I don't know. I can't tell you how every inmate in America eats, but I can tell you that many of them eat a lot of crap, because I did for a long time.
I'm not denying that, dude.
I'm not saying that you are.
Okay.
You're just
clarifying.
Chuckling your way through this.
You're clarifying for folks.
And it needs to be really clear.
This is not typical, okay? But even still, Mark, even if they listen to you and you tell them this is not typical, they're still going to hear this and be upset, right?
Because so which is why they should have heard it in the first place, because it's not true.
Well, it is true.
It's on a spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, there's a spectrum of less than positive food experiences that one has in prison, right? And even if someone has some delightful meal on New Year's Day, all that does is serve to cement in their minds that they do not get good meals the rest of the year.
I want to go to Jeremy. He's in Illinois. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, am I live?
You are on the radio. Go. We know how this works, bro. Sorry to say.
He couldn't even get through first line without cussing.
We go on here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So also at a federal institution in Minnesota, they munched on plates, heaping plates, they claim, of chicken wings, according to staffers and documents obtained by NBC News. Sandy Parr, food service...
Oh, the source of this is the people who are not getting paid right now.
Food service foreman at Federal Medical Center in Rochester, Sandy Parr, says, quote, you're given a gift to somebody who committed a crime, but yet you won't pay the people who are supervising them. It's frustrating and maddening, she says. The shutdown marks the latest hardship.
I can't imagine why they do chicken wings. Chicken wings have become the most expensive part of the bird at this point.
Right.
I mean, they're extraordinarily expensive.
They probably had a bunch of extras or something.
Thighs. I mean, you could just take thighs and bread them and put hot sauce on
them. The only way I believe this remotely is if they did it just to mess with the guards.
Okay. Well,
which they
otherwise,
wouldn't.
I do not.
You have to hear from an inmate
really.
Directly, a prisoner directly, so
no,
you
I
believe.
To, I have to see it because this story is completely.
You would not believe
ridiculous.
An inmate who told you they.
No,
had
I agree
steak.
With Melanie at this point. They've just shown their hand, as reported by the food service lady who's not getting a paycheck. You're giving away chicken wings, the most expensive part
dude.
Of bird,
They've got
and
documents.
You won't pay me. I'm better.
They have documents. Okay, you can order. You can get through Freedom of Information Act requests the. Order forms from these...
Not in 3 days, you can't!
Went to. It might have went to a banquet.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Speak of this story.
There wasn't any meat to get into.
You mean at your prison?
Or but, the overwhelming majority of prisons on the continent.
Well, I don't know.
We do have a number of prisoners who listen to this program because, well, they don't have anything better to do.
And they can write us letters and we'll get them in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
it's probably like a month. But, yeah, they will. Some of them can call in. We've actually had that happen before. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you were on the inside of a facility of some sort, whether it's state-run or federal. And you want to comment to what things were like and if they did get any better on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. That was my experience with Thanksgiving and Christmas when I was behind bars. No, I didn't stay for Christmas. I was there for No, I wasn't even there for Thanksgiving. It was just a random night where we had a really nice Thanksgiving dinner and it wasn't even Thanksgiving.
I would say that meals got better in the sense that portions got better on holidays.
No, I mean an increase in quality.
I understand the sense what you mean. Yeah. That is not what I mean.
Yeah. Did you guys? What kind of desserts did you get? Did you ever get like cake?
Like sometimes they have like the sheet cake that they cut into shapes, kind of thing. So you hoped for a larger piece because somebody who's cutting it is
got a pineapple upside down.
They have an 80 IQ and they're pretty angry about most things most of the time. So the shapes tend to be pretty odd, little parallelograms that could be larger and smaller. If an inmate called in, I wouldn't believe them either, because they have a horse in the race. You see, at this
point, the inmate would lie to you and tell you they got better food than they did?
No, they would lie to me and tell me they got worse food in order to make their case.
What if you knew the inmate?
Well, then I'd be more likely to believe them, because that's how human beings are.
You also can't verify that, the call screener can, I guess, verify that they're an inmate, but you don't...
Usually you can hear the shouting in the background, and so you can kind of know.
I can make a call and make there be shouting in the background.
But it's got to be echoey shouting. So it can't just be like in a bathroom and somebody shouting
outside. I can stand in a big load room and have people shout around me.
You could do it.
Nothing is verified.
Writing down the words verbatim of a correctional officer who is currently not getting paid and trying to make a case that they should be paid while inmates do not receive high-quality cuts of food is a dubious claim at best.
All right, we continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. We go to Rick in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark, gotta be honest, I'm really digging your tie.
Not on the radio either. We've been targeted over the last few days here by some folks, I presume, who are watching us on our Twitch feed. Because he did comment on your tie.
That's why I wore it. It was for the Twitch people, to confuse them.
You just wanted them to call in with profanities?
No.
Waste our time.
When they're trolling Twitch, what are they doing? They're looking for boobs. They suddenly see a guy in a suit. Well, that's not supposed to be on Twitch. Usually this is for, unshorn millennials and women who are nearly topless. What is this going here? And so I figured it'd catch some attention.
Yeah, just a reminder, if you're new to the show, we are a radio program, first and foremost. If you would like to call and say things that you can't say on the radio, tomorrow night we are going to have a Free Talk Live after show on Twitch, and then you can say all kinds of dirty things, then we won't have to hit the dump button. It won't matter.
We won't.
Yeah, we won't.
Yeah.
We don't care about what you just said. It's just that our radio stations would get pretty upset.
He hurt my feelings.
Yeah, if that made it to the
end. Ian, he hurt my feelings.
Are you going to cry? Are you going to have a good cry?
Right. He said something naughty.
Let's continue here.
I've never heard anything like that.
Let's see if this is one of them. Dan, in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hit me with it, Dan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
You're on the radio.
So those guys calling earlier, you guys are really dumb. All right, you're wasting your time. You need to grow up.
They do like to do what they call clipping on Twitch, where they can clip the last 60 seconds as their trophy, right? Because on Twitch, whatever it is they say goes out, because we don't have Twitch behind a dump, because it doesn't matter. But we have, of course, our radio stations protected behind a dump machine, so those people, the actual big audience, never hears whatever it is that they said. So for the most part, they're wasting their time, but they do get their little Twitch trophy.
Yeah, I don't do much of the internet stuff, so I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay, Dan, we believe you. Go
All
ahead.
Right, hit me with it.
Go ahead with your call. We're ready.
Hey, if you're going to use a cuss word, use one amazing one that I haven't heard before.
All right. Probably won't happen. But anyway, so my uncle has been to jail, and he was telling me stories about, like, you guys were saying that, like, they try to beef up all these people and make them big.
You think they're trying to feed the inmates to make them more muscular?
I think they're trying to make them sluggish.
They do have access to weight rooms in some prisons.
Yeah, my uncle was telling me, he said that's some of the plans that they're doing in the prisons, because he said some guys would come in.
And we've heard that before. Come on now. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's address the issue, though, of people, working out in prison, because that is definitely something that happens. They have nothing else to do with their time. You did some working out in prison. You said you used to be skinny like me.
Yeah, I used to be skinnier than you. I went into prison at 5'11" and probably 130 pounds, if that gives you some notion of how big I was. And, like you, I started eating regular meals and probably put on 15 or 20 pounds just by eating regular meals and not doing drugs and all the things that one does, getting 8 hours of sleep at night.
You don't skip a meal in prison unless you really want to.
And then you got to have something to do. So, I had a roommate who took me off to the weight pile at some point, showed me how to work out, and I went from probably, what did I say, 20 pounds on 150 to probably about 195. And, that's a bit more muscle on the frame. I certainly had people comment on it when I got out. I was an entirely different looking person.
Yeah. Is that something prisoners should be able to do? And is it part of some grand conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I don't understand why one would want somebody to not be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is
Well, doesn't that answer your question earlier about whether you have good food or crappy food? Like, if you want people to be healthier, you'd want to feed them a little bit better, right? Because you have the question of, well, why are they feeding? Why are some inmates getting fed better at some facilities?
Sure. I can answer the question. Money. So the answer to the question is why you wouldn't want to feed better is that you can cut down costs by cutting the meal cost from $2 down to $1.33. That's a huge
savings. You get the same nutrition for 30 cents versus $2.
However, when it comes to the weight pile, no one pays for it. The taxpayer never paid for 1 pound of steel on that weight pile.
Were they donated?
No, they were from the Inmate Welfare Fund. They sold, cupcakes and Snickers bars and the inmate...
they have a bake sale?
Yeah, basically. except nobody could bake. And
it's a prison hooch. You can sell that out of there.
No, they can't do that. That would be very bad news. And then they take 20% profits. Part of that goes to running the inmate canteen, and the other part of it then goes to buy basketballs and weight piles. So and the televisions and all the the programming that's paid for, the educational programming that goes on the televisions, all that stuff then comes out of the inmate welfare fund. So anybody who complains that their tax dollars goes for blah, blah, blah. Well, that wasn't true I was at any point.
So we continue here. I think this person's an actual real caller. Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
That I have spent some time in different cages, Valley Street, Grafton County, and... Both
yeah, state prison.
And
state prison,
and,
too.
Yes.
It's convicts on parade here on Free Talk Live.
All right, so what was your experience were you in over any holidays, and did you get an increased quality meal on a holiday?
I got a total of 2 years of cage time and sampled holidays in, I think, most facilities. And they would boost up the meals. They would be the nice meals would be during the holidays.
Can you describe Thanksgiving or Christmas what a meal might have looked like, or do you remember any of it?
Well, it's not going to be as nice as, people's tables, in the normal.
But I wouldn't say it was.
But for cafeteria food, it was very good. And,
a cut above what you normally received, right? It was definitely notably better than what you normally received.
And I think I got actually the best food in Grafton County. And they actually grow it there, by the way. I don't know if you knew that, but
that's pretty impressive.
I think they do some of that up in Concord and
they do it in Angola too, America's Berlin. Worst prison.
But all right. I'm just going to say in general, I think too many carbs.
As far as prison food is concerned.
Right, yeah, tell me your special diet, paleo.
Betsley, thank you for calling with that detail. Hopefully Mark took that seriously because, we actually know who that guy is, right? So, that was one of your qualifiers. You'd be more likely to believe. Do you believe what he said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bad Slave. Appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 2 is next. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.